كلهم. Respected ulama kiram, elders and friends, the ayat I have recited comes in the surah Sabbih Isma Rabbikal A'la. And generally we all know that this was the famous surah Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read in the first verse. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so beautifully in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That in the life of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and only, what great stress, and stress here to show how much love Allah has got for us. That and pride forever till the day of Qiyamah were my companions, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, who stayed with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then followed every footstep of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the minutest detail. They became such lovers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And remember, without the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you can't get the love of certain ways of lives. As I said, they put the word star to all those people that are downtrodden, that are drug addicts, and they call them this film star, this soccer star, whatever. If you look at their way of life, if you look at their dressing, their haircut, sadly, we who have got Iman, and we who have got the best way of... Who is allowing me to breathe free of charge oxygen? Who is allowing me to walk on whose earth am I walking? Whose sky am I enjoying? Whose sunlight am I enjoying? So when you haven't recognized your Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and kufr actually means to hide the truth. Reality is as clear as daylight. Allah Rabbul Izzat is that great being. See you. Musa alayhi salatu was salam just was enjoying the conversation with Allah. Today, sadly, we know every second person is busy on the WhatsApp. And so many are in illicit haram affairs and sending this message and that message. Just by message, you are already desiring, I must see that beloved. Look at yourself. When you get up in the morning, just 1 minute before your eyes open, you are like a dead man. People were talking around you. If a crook come, Allah save us, could steal your things. You didn't know nothing. Who gave you another life? Allahu Akbar. That is why every day you get up, Alhamdulillah, alladhi abt. No, Nabi Sawasam did it with real, special intention. That my ummah should realize, why did we come in the world? Who has sent us into the world? What is our work in the world? So Allah Ta'ala teaches us, I have sent you here, Sabbih isma Rabbikal A'la. I have the greatness of Allah. They still haven't even reached a billionth of an iota of the greatness of Allah. Allah is so great beyond our imagination. Ulama explained so beautifully, forget the greatness of the Zat of Allah. Allah's name is so great that we won't the commands of Allah. He is like a loving person. And a person who is unmindful of Allah, he is a walking dead. As my Shaykh Hazman Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Rakatum, inshallah, Hazrat's Bayan tonight, we should all try and attend, pass the message on how important are these gatherings, inshallah, this whole weekend, this Islai Jalsa. We can't make enough shukr. Allah, I was a hidden treasure and I wanted to be recognized, so I created the creation. And from the creation, the best of all, Ashraful Makhlukat, Allah first created all the creation. And then to show the honor of Hazrat-e-Insan, for who Allah created all this, on the day of Jummah, just towards the end of the day, towards creation myself. This is for myself, what I'm talking. And all, whoever takes a lesson, alhamdulillah, how spiritually sick am I? So we need to be rejuvenated. Life has to be instilled in us. And how a life has to be instilled, time is almost going. Very quickly we'll try and wrap up. That in the surah, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us how great, how did all this for you to benefit so that you don't get caught up in dunya, you make your nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala. And how will this connection be made? Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَهَ مَنْ تَذَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّهِ فَصَلَّى. You will have to do a cause in spiritual reformation. Who better knows our success than Allah Ta'ala? We are looking for success in some university degree or even in becoming an alim, that I'll be successful, I'll be able to get a job in certain university, in certain darul uloom, then we have missed the boat. Why Allah has sent us here? to read tasbih. And a tasbih will only know if we learn. And more than that, Allah Ta'ala says, Wazakir, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have purified your heart. We taught you good character. Now you remind the people, teach them. And those who recognize Allah, they will take heed. And those people who will realize, my greatest need in the world to be successful is to purify my heart. What is Islam? To do a cause in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, then perform your salah and see. Salah will give you closeness to Allah. Salah will give you the love of Allah. But we don't make our salah properly and all our other ibadat. So for this Islahi Jalsa is taking place, respected elders and friends. And that is why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, the most
important... Who is deaf, who is dumb, who is lame, who is blind. You say, what is this? You say, you wanted a person, I brought a person. You say, what can this person do? I'll have to work for this person. He's not going to work for me. I'll have to, and how I'm going to work for him also? He can't do a thing himself. Like that, our namazes, Hazrat says, are like that. Allah says, read a verse of Allah Ta'ala. But now, every Allah's thoughts are totally out, and every other thought is in there. So, the whole of namaz, with all its requisites we make, then inshallah, that will be a namaz. And that will give us the value of namaz. So these are those things, our ibadat. And our ibadat is not only namaz, I will reach there. These realities, because our nafs has put us into such a prison. I can't seem to get out of this prison of the nafs, that we just want all the things of our nafs. Maulana Jafar Sahib explained one instance, one person who was the imam, in the masjid of Thana, of the ummah gives to the most sick person, I must accept that prescription, that treatment, and I must carry on. Hazrat said that your heart, like all the other ulama also who came for tazkiyah from Bangladesh, etc., your heart was pure, but one corner there was that little bit still, pride. So I wanted to wash that also off. Difficult also. Allah made it very. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alay explains in one place that all the problems the Ummat is facing in his time, which may be round about in the 30s, say about almost 100 years ago, 70, 80, 90 years ago. At that time also, all the time it was like this. And this also, problems that we are facing is because of this one thing that we have made. And we have displeased Allah Ta'ala. We have displeased Allah Ta'ala. So whatever our actions are going up, according to that, Allah sends conditions down. So our conditions of the ummah, we know generally what it is like. Till the last, when the ruh starts coming out, at that time, then the doors of tawbah will close. But till that time, the doors of tawbah are open. Allah's doors of rahmat are open. So we just have to make tawbah and we go to the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will shower His favors upon us. Alim gains. The more he gains, the more he realizes, I'm still so much jahil. As he learns this, I didn't know this. And in that there is still so much more. And I still have to learn that also. The more you learn, the more you realize, I'm still, my jahalat is so much. And more, that is a sign of your, he will carry on. And a person who feels, I'm there now, so now I'm there, so he won't carry on. A simple example, a person takes a ball and throws it up into the air. According to all various facts,